Hey guys, I hope you're all doing well. Welcome back to the Chloe Mediumship Show. With me, Chloe, I'm so excited to record another episode of my podcast because I feel like it's been forever since I actually did an episode. Life has just been absolutely crazy. So I've moved house, work has been absolutely bonkers. I had my book that came out in February, which was absolutely crazy. I got number one on Amazon, like what the hell? And that is all thanks to you lovely lot. So thank you so much for following my journey at Chloe Mediumship. And I really hope I am helping you in one way or another, whether that is your grieving journey, fertility, love, career, or mediumship. Reconnecting with a past loved one. I really hope that I'm helping you get some closure within a situation. But most of all, I posted on my Instagram not that long ago, on my Chloe Mediumship page, about stories that you may have. I had an overwhelming I say overwhelming, many DMs, messages, and my phone was ringing all about stories that you all wanted to tell me to help others. So I actually requested that I do this anonymously, so nobody knowing who your names are. But if I can read out stories and give a explanation to the story, whether that I can help you in a certain way, whether that's reconnecting with a loved one or just giving general advice. But first of all, I have a very, very heart-touching story. And I am allowed to name this gentleman that has wrote this story. He said it is perfectly fine. But I'm going to have to try and read it without crying because it honestly gives me goosebumps from head to toe. This gentleman actually had a mediumship reading with me. And I don't really struggle to do readings. However, I feel like with his reading, the person he wanted to connect with wasn't coming forward as strong as I would like them to do. So usually with a mediumship reading, I'm able to give initials, names, dates, certain descriptions, also information that only you would know, and any information that the past loved one would like to give you as well. But during this mediumship reading, it was very, very strange because I could tell how much this gentleman wanted his loved one to come forward. But I, unfortunately, can't force a soul to come forward. I can only tell you the information that I get. And I could tell how much he needed some closure with reconnecting. And that's a part of my job that makes me sad because I can't make up the things that I see. So I can't tell you information that you want to hear. I can only give you what I get. But this gentleman, he said to me, Chloe, I want to tell you my story and hopefully it will help others. So I'm going to start with reading it. And he has named it Grief, Loss and Hope. A personal tale, and it is absolutely beautifully written. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it out and then I'm going to give my advice about this story, and then I will also do some other stories towards the end of the podcast as well, because I've had so many and I wanted to read them out so you could feel the emotion, and also you might sense some emotions and feelings, but also sensations. You might feel a change in temperature, you might feel really sad or really happy, and that is perfectly normal when we read out information that can be very touching but also connecting with a loved one as well. So bear that in mind for all you spiritual people out there who are listening to this. I don't know what that beeping was then. I've never heard that beeping noise in my kitchen. That is very, very strange. But a lot of things happen when we read and connect with past loved ones. So let's begin. Grief, Loss and Hope, a personal tale. Where do I even start? Grief is quite simply evil, makes you think things you would never normally think, see things in situations that don't exist, and remember memories from the past in a negative way. Simply put, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. There is no set order that grief goes in. It is literally different for every single person. I myself could go from crying because I loved and missed her so much, to punching walls and throwing objects in a split second. Because I hated her for leaving me. It literally is a roller coaster ride, so hang on tight, you can do this. This is my reference to losing my wife. Her name is Chloe, who was my soulmate and the most beautiful person I had ever met, both inside and out. I previously lost my mom, my dad, and my brother before this, which were all hard in different ways, but nothing could have prepared me for this. So if you are suffering from loss and grief, hang in there. Time heals most wounds, but things slowly but surely become bearable. Try to look for the positive, remember the good times, funny memories, things to make you smile, as there will be many things that will make you cry. Song lyrics usually do it for me, but crying isn't a weakness, it's a good emotion, it's a stress relief. Chloe suffered from uncontrollably epilepsy, which means medication didn't help or work. Even though we'd been told by her specialist she could die every time she had a seizure, you just brush it off and never expect it to happen. She could have had multiple seizures a day, or none. There was no rhyme or reason to epilepsy, so we used to just get on with it. Used to hear her fall or find her after an attack, and although one August day, Chloe didn't get back up. I can't even begin to explain the emotion on that day. I had to do CPR until the ambulance got there, even though in the back of my mind, as much as I didn't want to believe it, I knew she was gone. All the time was going on, I had my six-month-old daughter downstairs, bouncing away in her chair, blissfully unaware that before she had even had the chance to know her mommy properly, she was gone. Although it wasn't for that little girl, I'm not sure I'd still be here today, as in the beginning I had some very, very dark thoughts, just one example of what grief did to me. We made me question whether my daughter was even mine. Even though it was just after lockdown when we found out Chloe was pregnant, we hadn't spent a moment apart, and the fact my daughter's a baby was the spitting image of me, it didn't make any difference. My brain was telling me she wasn't mine. Chloe had cheated on me. So I had a DNA test done. The best money I'd ever spent, as it took all the doubt away and stopped me thinking all these horrible scenarios that never actually happened. Obviously she was mine. I struggled to get counselling at first, I was turned away by my own doctor's practice, but I needed help. I tried various avenues on the internet, God, I've got a lump in my throat because it makes you so emotional. Some you can message a counsellor, like texting or chat to someone on the phone, but that wasn't for me. I knew I needed to talk to someone face to face, and eventually managed to get myself 6 sessions at a local hospice that dealt with bereavement and grief. Obviously we're all different, and what works for one won't work for another, so you need to find out what's best and works for you. As I turned up, I only did 4 of the 6 sessions, and I felt I'd done what I needed to do, got off my chest and got out of my head what I wanted to. Roll on 12 months, I thought I was doing well, and it seemed to be all at the other side of it. Then the bell for round 2 sounded, and I was beginning punching from all angles again. That Christmas was particularly tough. But you plough through amongst the crying and the hurt inside. There just never seemed to be any let up. Christmas, birthdays, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and so on. I think one of the hardest things was the fact I didn't get the chance to say goodbye. Didn't get the chance to prepare. If someone dies from cancer, for instance, like my mom, I had a chance to say the things I wanted to say, ask questions about family and so on. But when someone is taken unexpectedly, in a blink of an eye, that is also taken from you. I'd lost count of the times I'd run through the day in my head thinking how I could have done things differently. If only I'd gone upstairs 5 minutes earlier, maybe I could have saved her. The truth is, I know now that I couldn't. No one could. It was simply her time to leave. But why? I don't know, and I won't know. For a good few years yet, it doesn't stop you from hurting any less. I'll hurt and I'll miss her for the rest of my days, but I'll never forget her and always talk about her to my daughter. What an amazing person she was. She was 25 years old, which, there was 25 years old when she passed, which was much younger than me. But luckily for me, she had a thing for older guys, and I always felt like I was punching well above my weight. But I'm so thankful I had the time I did with her. And now I have my beautiful daughter, which I stupidly forgot to mention. I was told in my early 20s I'd never be able to have children. See, miracles do happen. The bottom line, you can't blame yourself. It's very human to do that, but please don't. It's hard enough to deal with this situation without adding more burden. The only thing I wish I had more of was videos and photos. Doesn't feel like I have any. I'm now crying as I write, so let's move on with hope. Since losing Chloe, I've been on a spiritual awakening. I never believed in God or the afterlife, but something changed inside me. That thing was Chloe. Now she visits me at night I keep getting so choked up with this story. It's just unbelievable. And it's so beautifully written. But not only that, this is somebody's life. And when you take that into account, it's very emotional to read, but it also makes you feel human. It makes you feel that everybody's going through all these situations. So it's okay to feel how you feel, because we're all going to lose somebody we love. We're all going to go through a difficult challenge in our life that makes us think, oh my gosh, I want to give up, but we get through it. And for Martin to talk about all of this is really, really inspiring, because he's got through that. And obviously I've been on my own journey as Chloe Mediumship, and I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't gone through the things I had gone through. So just know, whatever story you have and whatever emotion you've gone through, it's hard to believe that you will get through it, but you honestly will. You're listening to this podcast for a reason. You are listening to all of these stories to help you. It's a spiritual awakening, just like Martin. He's gone through a spiritual awakening, which I will carry on with his story, but I had a spiritual awakening myself. I'd always sensed things to happen. I'd always communicated with spirit without even realizing. And obviously I'd lost my nan, I went through extreme depression, and we go through this spiritual awakening. It can occur when you go through a divorce, when you lose somebody you love, when you have an accident, or you go through depression. There are so many different avenues that makes it trigger. And yeah, the spiritual world is absolutely fantastic. But let's not ruin the story, let's carry on. So let me figure out where I was. I'd never believed in God or the afterlife, but something changed inside me. That thing was Chloe. She now visits me at night. For some people, this is too much. And I know a lot of skeptics won't believe me, but that was me. The first time it happened, I absolutely crapped myself. Second guessed it, hoped I was dreaming, but no, I wasn't dreaming. It happened multiple times since, and it still is happening. If I ask her to visit me, she does. So there is hope. If you ever wondered if your loved ones are with you, yes, they are. Always. You just need to think about them. Talk to them. You don't even need to do it out loud. They will hear you. And when I say she visits, I can see her. I can't see her, sorry. But I can feel her presence. It's always between the hours of 2 and 4 a.m. And first of all, the bed starts to vibrate, which I presume is her energy. And then I feel the mattress goes down like someone has sat down. And finally, I feel her moving behind me, like she's spooning me. It doesn't scare me anymore. In fact, the opposite. I find it so comforting. And it usually helps me go off to sleep. I'm not saying this will happen to everyone, because obviously it won't. Everyone has their own experiences. I have no idea why I feel it. Although as a child, I was very tuned in, shall we say. But as I got older, it went. And now it's back. And I love knowing that when my time comes, she is waiting for me. And I am strangely no longer scared of death, because that isn't the end. I've done a lot of research in the subject of the afterlife, and it can be a bit of a rabbit hole, but all you need to know is your loved ones are with you and look after you. It's up to you whether you believe. Oh my gosh, how beautiful is that story? It's just absolutely beautiful. Goosebumps head to toe, which is a sign that spirit is around me right now. So I used to see spirit all the time. There used to be a time where I could not cut it off at all. It was very, very empowering. I used to get a pounding headache, and I just couldn't find balance in my life. Whereas now, if you've had a reading off me, you'll know that I do a speech, and that speech allows me to know that I'm ready to communicate, but also your past loved ones are ready to communicate as well. So just reading that little bit of story about Martin's story, I know that he is very, very loved and guided, and his past loved ones are around him. I do feel there is someone else with him. He did mention his mom, and obviously I know he's been talking about Chloe a lot as well. But I do feel a gentleman coming forward for him. Probably not as strong as I would usually hope, in the fact of obviously not seeing Martin in person, not reading for him online. Usually I do typed readings, which is where I focus on a photo of yourself. But because I'm not actually doing that at this moment in time, it can be very, very difficult to get a full connection. But just reading that, I absolutely loved how he spoke about his story. He's a fabulous writer. Like, oh my gosh, he's a fabulous writer.
Honestly, Martin, it's a beautiful story. I know it's very, very heart-wrenching and you've gone through so, so much and losing the people you love. But you are having a spiritual awakening and it is in full swing at the moment. And I love that, noticing all the signs around you. But most of all, being a little bit sceptical at the start as well, which most people are. Let's face it, if you can't see your loved ones or you don't get any signs or messages, it's hard to believe that they are actually there. And I 100% get that. But you also mentioned throughout that lovely story is the hours you woke up or the notice Chloe was around you. So between 3 and 4 a.m. It is actually a spiritual hour. So what that means is some people do say that it is actually the witching hour or the devil's hour. That's the kind of thing to scare you. It's nothing at all so scary. But because we're in a deep sleep around that time, there's a lot going on around you that you may not notice, or you may be in a deep dream. So spirit connect firstly within our dreams, as you all are aware of. But it is an absolutely fantastic hour. So you might get sensations again, feelings, emotions, or you may get a lot of activity around your home, which is also not as scary as it sounds. It might sound a little scary, but it's not. As you all know, ghosts are completely different to spirit. So a ghost is a replay energy, or it could be a past loved one simply don't want to leave the location of where they are because they are safe and they are happy. But usually a ghost is just a replay of an event happening over and over again. But it is absolutely gorgeous and nothing at all can hurt you, and I promise that. Some signs from spirit you may notice are, again, visits in your dreams, changing in temperature, so you might feel hot or you might feel cold, coins in random places, so you might notice a lot of 2p's, 1p's, 5p's. I hope you notice a lot of pounds, pick them up, but pounds are not as popular as the 2 and 1p's. Again, number sequences, so you might look at the clock and it says 11:11, 12:12, 13:13. That is a sign from your angels as well, so angels are completely different. You might see angels in a form of light, like I do, but you may also get ringing in your ears as a sign from your angels. But also nature, rainbows, feathers, repeated songs, or smell. So you might smell different things. I actually am quite nasal. I've gone really, really nasal now. So it sounds like I've got a cold, even though I haven't. And because I've just read all of that for Martin, there'll be spirit trying to connect with me right now. And I'm trying my hardest not to connect because I really want to focus on this podcast. But it's very, very difficult. And they'll try and get all my different senses. This is actually called a clairsense. So you can have different senses that mean different things. So you might be more open to smell, taste, hearing, through thought, through touch. There's different clairsenses that mean different things. And it's the easiest way for spirit to communicate. If you try meditation from my meditation podcast, you'll be able to know which of your clairsenses are a lot stronger, and that'll be the way that you are able to connect with your past loved ones. But Martin, I just wanted to say a huge, huge thank you. And to everybody else who has sent their stories in as well, I will be doing another podcast episode all about your stories. My voice is now changing because spirit are really, really trying to connect with me. But I'm sending you all so much love, and I promise to do more of these podcasts. Just sometimes life just gets very, very chaotic, and it is difficult having 3 little ones, doing hundreds of readings a week, as well as selling my products. But thank you all so much. And I've got a children's book coming out shortly as well, which is all about grief. It's called Ivy and Nanny, and it's all about explaining to a little one where their loved ones have gone. So you could replace the name, for example, instead of Ivy, it could be your little one's name, and explaining where their loved ones are and the messages inside around them. So I'm really looking forward to that coming out as well. But I will keep you all updated. And don't forget, all readings are on my website at chloemediumship.co.uk, where I focus on just a photo of yourself. But lots of love, guys. Take care.